from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Good news from the CAO for the city of Timmins. Connecting link work will be done and will be driving the full length of Algonquin Boulevard this year. Dave Landers is waiting for an updated schedule from the contractor on the reconstruction.
I can't tell you what the completion date this year is yet. I have received a few questions, though, about is the road going to be reopened this fall? And it will be. It will be paved and reopened to the public. It's not going to be closed throughout the winter.
Landers says two other big projects affecting traffic on Denise Street and Airport Road will both be wrapped up in the next couple of weeks. Prime Minister Trudeau says Hockey Canada could be replaced. Trudeau says if the organization's governing body doesn't do something to address its handling of sexual assault claims, the government could move in. The PM says it's inconceivable that the executive of the National Hockey Organization continues to dig in. Although he hedges his comments by saying the federal government is not in the business of creating organizations, he does repeat that Hockey Canada has completely lost the confidence of Canadians. Major corporate sponsors have pulled their financial backing of the organization, as officials continue to insist their leadership will remain in place. It seems even Canada's military is short-staffed. The Chief of Defence Staff has ordered an immediate halt to all non-essential activities by the Canadian Armed Forces due to a personnel crisis. 1 in 10 positions is empty. Lieutenant General Wayne Eyre says rebuilding the troops must happen on an accelerated timeline because of the state of world politics and the invasion of Ukraine. Well, this year's version of the Cochrane District Paramedic Service Brain Save campaign wraps up Tuesday with one smart Timmins cyclist getting a new bike from Canadian Tire. Brain Save involves paramedics rewarding kids wearing bike helmets with an ice cream cone from McDonald's and an entry into the bicycle draw. About 150 names are in, but paramedic commander Derek Kremen says what's alarming is the 200 or so not equipped with helmets.
Again, with this program, we're trying to get the message across to make sure that you have all the personal protection on when you're riding your bicycle and or your rollerblades or anything else.
The draw happens Tuesday morning. The winner will be notified later that day or sometime Wednesday. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.